Remember our resource of the week, Resurrection Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. In this flip chart, it's a 4x6 laminated flip chart, I go through the medical facts regarding the fatal torment of Jesus Christ. And we're going to be celebrating that fatal torment this Friday. When I say celebrating fatal torment, almost seems like an oxymoron, but it isn't. Because Christ rose from the dead, so on Sunday, this coming Sunday, we are going to be celebrating the cornerstone of the historic Christian faith, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. But consider what Christ endured. His fatal torment begins in the Garden of Gethsemane. After the emotional Last Supper, he experiences a medical condition known as hematidrosis, where tiny capillaries in his sweat glands rupture, mixing sweat with blood. After being arrested by the temple guard, he is mocked, beaten, and spat upon. The next morning, battered, bruised, bleeding, he is stripped and subjected to the brutality of Roman flogging. A whip replete with razor-sharp bones and lead balls reduce his body to quivering ribbons of bleeding flesh. As Christ slumps into the pool of his own blood, soldiers throw a scarlet robe across his shoulders, thrust a scepter into his hands, and then press sharp thorns into his scalp. Soldiers take the scepter and repeatedly strike Christ on the head. A heavy wooden beam is then thrust upon his bleeding body, and he's led away to the place of the skull where he experiences excruciating physical torment in the form of the cross. In fact, the word excruciating, literally out of the cross, was invented to fully codify its horror. At the place of the skull, Roman soldiers drive thick 7-inch iron spikes through Christ's hands and feet. Waves of pain pulsate through Christ's body as he experiences the nails which lacerate his nerves. Breathing becomes an agonizing endeavor as he pushes his tortured body upward to grasp even small gulps of air. In the ensuing hours, he experiences cycles of joint-wrenching cramps, intermittent asphyxiation, excruciating pain as his lacerated back moves up and down against the rough timber of the cross. And then, as the chill of death creeps through his body, he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And in that anguished cry is encapsulated the greatest agony of all. For on the cross, Christ bore the sin and suffering of all humanity. And then with his passion complete, Christ gave up his spirit. Shortly thereafter, a Roman legionnaire drove his spear through the fifth interspace between the ribs, upward through the pericardium and into Christ's heart. Immediately there rushed forth blood and water, demonstrating conclusively that Jesus had suffered fatal torment. When you read those immortal words of Isaiah, he was crushed for our transgressions, pierced for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds we are healed. Never forget that Christ suffered more than any person, more than the cumulative sufferings of humanity, so that we might be reconciled to him for time and for eternity. That is our legacy as Christians. It is our hope. It is what we look forward to. For Christ was broken His blood was poured out for the complete remission of sins of those who cast themselves upon him, trusting in what he has done for us rather than what we can do for ourselves. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.